Blog Talk Radio.
This is MetaNex Radio, and I'm your host, Vaughn Goodwin. This is a weekly broadcast of topics relating to medical practice management. And so often is the case, the topics discussed can be applied to any business. So sit back, relax, listen, or call in and join the conversation. Today's topic is teamwork. I wanted to talk about this because over the past 20 years as a consultant, I found that the most basic questions reveal the most profound insight. And we'll cover more of those type of questions in the future, but today I want to talk a little bit about teamwork. And when I ask the question of an administrator, manager, or physician about teamwork, the most common response is, teamwork? Oh, it's good. We all jump in and help each other when there's a problem or a need. Well, that sounds good. That response leaves most people satisfied and feeling good about their group, and that they're willing to come to the aid of their coworkers. But what does it really say about the managers, administrators, or physicians, those that lead the team? Before we go there, let's talk a little bit about coaches, championship caliber coaches, those that win trophies and titles. Hopefully you will not yet leave the discussion if I don't mention your favorite coach, but recently the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl, and Bill Belichick's mantra to his players is, simply do your job. Other coaches like Nick Saban in Alabama have the same approach. And, of course, there's a lot of coaches out there that perform at that championship level. Those coaches recruit the best person, the best athlete, and they prepare that person to play their role, and they expect each to perform, that is, to do their job. You don't see the left tackle leave his position to play the position of free safety because the defense gave up a touchdown. No, he continues to play his role, his position, and what he's trained to do, and he presumes and expects the free safety to adjust to take responsibility and not let the opponent score anymore. That's what it is with your staff and mine. You know, we hire the best. We try to pick out the best person for the job. But what does best mean? What exactly is that? The focus on experience and education seems to outweigh the more important aspects of character and integrity. I recently had a discussion with an administrator that was concerned that his billing office was not achieving a level of production that he expected. He said that he had hired college grads, people with MBAs, but he still found that he was given more excuses than results. But of course, I've seen that in other places where, you hire the college grads, you hire people that have a lot of experience, but they're still lacking. And my response to him was a simple question that I think he found comical, and he didn't take it too seriously, but I want you all really think about this. I simply asked him, did he know the heroes for each of his staffers? That is, who do they admire? Who do they look up to? Who do they draw strength from? Or what do they draw strength from? And of course, he didn't know, and I wasn't surprised. And then I asked him another thing. I asked him, is there a time when not telling the truth is acceptable? And he answered, well, perhaps there is times like that, because he kept things from his staff. He wasn't transparent. So it's no wonder why he was not getting the results that he wanted from his staff. Now, I understand that in the briefness of this broadcast, there's a lot of things that we need to talk about and a lot of details that I'm going to leave out. But let's move on here. Knowing who someone admires gives great insight as to what inspires them. Notice I didn't say motivate them. The difference between motivation and inspiration is this. Motivation is always someone else's idea or plan for you, and inspiration taps into who you really are, into your core values. Motivation is a weight loss strategy, perhaps, and inspiration is a life plan. So we have limited time here, but it is the difference in following the rules and living the rules. It's the difference in competition and cooperation. So how does this fit into the discussion of teamwork? It's the only path to define concept and teamwork for those who win championships. Teamwork, by those who offer the feel-good definition, is this: we all help each other when there is a need or a problem. Well, when someone says that, when a manager or an administrator or a physician says that, it's been my experience that those who define teamwork in this manner seem to have a lot of opportunities to help each other, because there's always a lot of problems. There always seems to be a lot of fires that need putting out and such. So teamwork defined by champions is different. It's this: it's do your individual job in such a way as to not need your coworkers' assistance. That is, do your job, no group firefighting. These offices seem to run more smoothly and routinely. Now, you may think, well, easier said than done. Well, I feel that the reason why the former, the filter definition, is so often the case is because administrators, managers, and physicians are not good coaches. Now, it's not a wise thing to call someone's baby ugly, perhaps, but nonetheless, they're not very effective as coaches. They don't inspire. They just simply try to motivate. And they do that through fear, intimidation, or rewards with money or something like that, and it just doesn't last long. And it's not the staffer's fault. It's more often the coaching that they're receiving. So I'm in a position that if you want to discuss this subject and my pyramid of motivation and inspiration with me on a more personal level, you need to contact me at vgoodwin@metanex.com. That's V as in Victor, goodwin@metanex.com. Or use the contact form on our website at www.metanexradio.com, and I would be pleased to offer my assistance and experience. One more thing: having an office where each staffer is enabled and enabled to do their job may create the need to manage egos, which is the subject of our next program, Competition versus Cooperation. And what would a champion have to say about that topic? So once again, these are brief recordings of my ideas, my experience. So this one is teamwork. And feel free to contact me at vgoodwin@metanex.com or contact us on our website at metanexradio.com. Thank you.